You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about discovering who you truly are.
While Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida was on his path of self-discovery, something finally clicked for him. He realized he was two-spirit, which for him meant embracing masculine and feminine identities. Torres talked about this with his adopted nephew and mentee, Corey Carline of Green Bay, during a StoryCorps mobile tour stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
My name is Corey. I am 33 years old. I am an Indigenous Mexican student, doctoral candidate at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay.
My name is Joseph, age 58. I'm a recent graduate from UWGB. I graduated with a double major in First Nations Studies and Business Administration. I am also Indigenous and Mexican. I identify as a proud two-spirit gay man as well.
When you were growing up, what did your Indigenous identities mean to you?
My mom, she went to a mission school. And so I was raised very Christian. And my dad was Mexican and Pueblo from Dallas, Texas. Because they both dealt with so much racism, even though my mom spoke full-blooded Oneida, she never spoke it to us. And my dad, who was his first language was Spanish, he would not speak it to us. They were both very loving, hardworking parents. But at the same time, I look back and I feel a little bit cheated, not because of anything they did, just because of what they went through. They didn't want us kids to go through that. But I guess I saw other Oneidas and I knew I was Oneida, but I didn't really know what it meant until years later.
What do these identities mean to you now?
Well, they help me keep grounded. They help give me self-confidence. They let me know that I have a place in society, you know, and then coming out as well was very hard. My family took it really well, and my mom, of course, being Christian, was the one that had the hardest time dealing with it. And I was really close to my mom, but because of her Christianity, her response was, believe in the power of prayer. You know, and one of the best gifts I ever received, a friend gave me a book by Walter Williams called Sexual Diversity in Native American Culture, The Flesh and the Spirit. And that really empowered me, gave me an identity that more than anything confirmed that a long time ago before Europeans, Christianity, colonization, two-spirit people were revered. It was believed we were given special gifts and we were given very high roles in our society. There was no such thing as coming out. It just was. It was believed that the Creator made us, and it was also considered to be gifted because we could understand both the masculine and the feminine side of things. And a lot of times when kids were left orphaned, they were given to a two-spirit individual because in Native American culture, they thought, what better to raise a child than someone that has both the feminine and masculine energy to be both the mother and the father. So, and then just learning more about my culture, just reading books on my own, and especially going to UWGB and majoring in First Nations Studies, I really learned a lot more about my Oneida culture specifically. It means a lot to me now. I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, two-spirit, proud to be gay, proud to be everything that I am.
I've had the life-changing gift of your mentorship and advice for as long as I can remember.
Well, I'm very proud of you. You've come a long, long way. So
we're all proud of you, too.
That was Joseph Ray Torres of Oneida and Corey Carline of Green Bay. Their interview was recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Wisconsin Public Radio. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of WPR and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
This is Wisconsin Today. The sport of broomball has a new world champion, and the winning team for the United States features two stars from Wisconsin.
The co-ed team Squall USA is mostly men and women from the Twin Cities, but their leading scorers in the World Championship tournament in France last month are from Superior.
Aiden Bashand and Blake Hansen are broomball players from Superior who grew up playing sports together and are now world champions. Aiden and Blake, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate the time. Thanks.
Aiden, let's start by painting a picture for people who haven't seen broomball in action. What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. Broomball is played with on ice with a stick and a ball, more or less with a paddled shaped end stick, if you will. Played on ice with special shoes, so it's not like skates. And it's kind of a combination of hockey and soccer, a little bit of, you could call it, golf and lacrosse in there, mm-hmm. You could say. So I guess to me, it's kind of a combination of everything. If you're a hockey player, soccer player, anything like that, you can definitely pick up the sport pretty fast.
And Blake, I've watched some video. It has some rhythm of hockey to it, definitely. And at least, I don't know if all leagues play like this. This is, or can be, a contact sport, right?
Correct. Yeah. At this point, it's mostly just like for the men's international game, they do contact. Most of the time in the States, it's contact-free, even if you're playing men's. But it's very, very similar to hockey and the flow of the game and how you set up for everything.
And Blake, how did you get into broomball in the first place?
Yeah, it's a fun little story. Aiden introduced it to me a few years ago now. His parents had grown up playing it, so he was kind of experienced in how to play the game and got into it a little bit before I did. But after I was done playing college soccer, he introduced it to me when I had some free time and picked it up since then and loved every second of it.
And Aiden, you grew up with the game. Talk a little bit about your earliest memories of playing broomball.
Yeah, I have quite the story of earliest memories. Right now, it's, I guess, both parents played. My dad played at a higher level, broomball, went and played in all the international tournaments and up in Canada and all that good stuff. One of the most fond memories up in Duluth, actually, was I was watching a game when I was 5 years old or 6 years old. Can't remember. But the rink actually ended up blowing up during one of my dad's broomball games. The Zamboni actually blew up on the ice. Yeah, it was the Peterson Ice Arena. Totally. It's the story out there. You could go look it up. but that's one of my most fond memories of broomball. That, no one got killed, none of that stuff. But it was quite the experience. It was just my brother and my mom and us watching in the stands, a couple other people in the stands, and everyone got out all right. But, yeah, it was quite the total loss of the rink, but, yeah, total broomball moment when I was 5 or 6 years old. But then, like I said, I had a hockey career. And a soccer career as well, and kind of transitioned into broomball after college as well. So,
and Blake, watching again just on video, it looks like a workout as a soccer player yourself. How does broomball compare in terms of, like, you know, strenuous athleticism on the ice?
It is very much a workout. Yeah, it is. You know, something like, I'm used to it for soccer, obviously, but it's a very different kind of sport, different muscles that you use for broomball as opposed to soccer or even hockey. Because you just have special shoes that don't really grip the ice too well, it's a lot of the stabilization muscles and like your core and kind of your hips and everything. It gets a lot more activation in that. So it definitely took me a while to build up those muscles and get used to it, but it is a great workout.
And Blake, I assume you guys get asked this all the time. As, you know, people here in Wisconsin are used to walking on the ice, I know what you're talking about, those different muscles. Like, how slippery is it? How much are those shoes keeping you from sliding on the ice versus how much of that is your balance and your core strength keeping you up?
Yeah, so it definitely is a learning process. So when you first start, it takes a while for you to get acclimated to, you know, what to expect on the ice, even with the spongy shoes. But a good pair of shoes makes all the difference. I remember when I first started, I was just using leftover pairs that were just kind of there for anyone to use, and they're pretty worn out. Second, you buy some new shoes that are pretty nice, it is an entirely different game. It's not quite to the level of, you know, being out on a soccer field where you have good traction, but it is definitely a difference maker.
Okay, let's bring Team Squall into this. Aiden, how did you get hooked up with this team that ended up competing internationally?
So down in the Twin Cities, that's where majority of the US tournaments take place, or the bigger tournaments take place. And I play with a team out of Indiana that I got picked up on a couple of years ago for the men's division. And for the co-rec division, I got picked up on the Team Squall. So Team Squall technically plays in all the US tournaments for the co-rec division, mixed division. And the Sheila Chang, who runs the Squall team, asked if we wanted to go over to France. My initial answer was no. I'm not much for traveling. After some consideration and asking Blake to go play with me, traveling together, that type of thing, as I've never been over the pond before. So definitely, I'm glad I did it. It was an amazing experience. And so Team Squall has played together before. We won a national championship together over in the US last year and the year before. Definitely a team that's played together before, but just going over and playing some different teams from all the different countries was a quite the experience.
We're talking about the sport of broomball with world champions Aiden Bashand and Blake Hansen from Superior. Blake, you were on Team Squall going to France. What was it like playing now on an international stage, representing the U.S. against teams from around the world?
It was great. This was my first, major tournament other than the US Nationals. I've played with the men's team for a couple of years, but it was really something special for me to be able to go over to France again, like Aiden kind of shared as well. It was my first time being abroad over there, and being able to represent the country was something very cool.
And Aiden, you're used to playing teams here in the US. Are there, do other teams come in with different philosophies, formations, strategies, things like that that you had to get used to?
Of course, yeah, it's definitely a difference. The sport differs through all different, I think we're the most competitive along with Team Canada, or the teams in Canada. We're the most competitive when it comes to broomball. The other teams that are from Australia, Switzerland, Italy, Germany, even France, I'm not sure how big the sport is in these other countries, but it was super cool to play against some of the other teams and see how they, the different, like you said, formations that they play. It was a little difference, yes, but for the most part, everyone plays kind of the same strategies. So,
And Blake, again, coming from the soccer world, how much does it take to get the team together playing on the same page so you know what the person on the other side of the ice is about to do, say, before you make that pass?
yeah, it's the same with any sport. You just need time together with the teammates that you're playing with before you can actually start to understand where they're going to be, what they like to do, that kind of thing. For us, we had, several practices leading up to the world tournaments over in France, where we kind of were able to feel each other out and learn what each of us wanted to do on the ice. Aiden and I got to pick our line mate as well, which kind of helped with that, so we knew what to expect from her as well coming in.
So, Blake, as a more recent convert to the sport, what would you say to encourage other people to check out playing broomball?
I'd say just give it a try. It's a great sport full of great people, especially in the US. I can't speak to Canada and other countries, but the broomball culture that we have in the US is really great, and it's super easy to get involved, especially in some of the bigger cities. There's usually stuff going on, even if you've never heard of it before. So I encourage everyone to just go out, give it a try. If you like it, stick around. We'll always be here for you to play.
And Aiden, you've been watching the sport, like you said, since you were a kid in the era of the exploding Zamboni. How have you seen the popularity of broomball rise and or fall over the years?
Yeah, I'd say it was much more popular, especially around the Twin Ports area, where we're from. Much more popular pre-COVID, I'd say. I think COVID kind of took a turn for the worse for the sport, just because, again, popularity dropped. I think a lot of the older guys decided either to retire or just kind of be done with it. And I think that second generation, I think it's starting to gain a little more traction. Really, where broomball gains a lot of traction through is, hey, after my college career, like Blake said, after college soccer, hockey, whatever it is done, and they're kind of looking to stay in shape, get into a team sport, still be competitive. That's what this sport is for. I think it's a good home for those types of people that are not looking to join the hockey leagues, the soccer leagues after the fact. They're looking for something a little different. And like Blake had said, the community of broomball is just amazing. Coming from the hockey community, the soccer communities, broomball is nothing like it. Everyone wants you to be there. Everyone takes care of you, even on the opposing teams that are out there. So it's been a really cool process to get to know all the people involved in the sport.
We'll leave it there. Aiden, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
And Blake, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Aiden Bashand and Blake Hansen are broomball players from Superior. They won the World Championship of Broomball as part of Team Squall last month at a tournament in France. They're with us today to share their experience and tell us more about the sport.